We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Pei Tes. We were in the middle of Siv Gimel. We are beginning on the bottom of page 238. We'll read the Mechaber from the beginning of Siv Gimel, and then we'll pick up in the Mishnah Berurah. But before we do that, I want to just go over one line that I forgot to mention in the Mishnah Berurah in last night's shiur, and that is in Siv Katan Yud Beis, the Mechaber had said yesterday that which we said is mutter to say good morning and not shalom is only mutter kishahutzach lalechas liros eze esek. If you had to go by the person's field to look at something, some kind of business, and the Mishnah Berurah said on that in Siv Katan Yud Beis, we saw in the middle ayin bebir halacha, and I forgot to go back and read the rest of the line, so we're going to read it now. Just one line, and then we'll continue what we're up to. He says, v'dad d'mashikosav ha-shulchan aruch liros eze esek. That which the Mechaber said that you have to go by your friend's house to see a certain business, daf galiros, it's specifically if you have to see something, aval his asik mamish usr kodamat fila. But to get involved in any kind of business, that's usr before davening, kiddle kamon b'sif gimel, like we'll see right now in Sif Gimel. I just wanted to do ashlama because I forgot that line last night. So the Mechaber says in Sif Gimel on 238, usr lo lihis asik b'tzrachav. It is usr for one to get involved in his dealings, olelech laderech, or to go traveling, achi espalel tefillah shmona esrei, until he daven shmona esrei. The Ramah says, v'yesh mekilim la'achas sh'amru miktas brachos kodem sh'amru baral sh'amar. There are those who are mekil after you said some brachos before baral sh'amar, i.e. brachos ha-shachar. V'tov la'achmir b'zeh, it's better to be machmir. And then the Mechaber wrote, "V'lo lechov lo lishtos, one should not eat, one should not drink before davening. Avol mayim muter lishtos kodem tefila. But water is allowed to be drunk before davening. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos v'yom tov, whether it's weekday or it's Shabbos or yontif. V'chein acholim umashkim l'refuah muter. And so too, foods and drinks that are there for healing purposes are permissible before davening." We'll pick up in the Mishnah Berurah. We're up to Sifkat and Chaf, which is the last line on 238. We said you can't get involved in your dealings or go on a trip. Ad she espalil vafilu in b'makom sheyavo yia yochol gamkein leespalil imatzibur bezmano. Even if at your destination you'll be able to find a minion to daven with over there, afal pikein usher. Still, it's usher to go out and begin your journey before you daven. The halicha baderech have kaosek betzrachov, because going on the way is like dealing in your business, and therefore it is forbidden. In note 26, he points out, like Shlomi asked at the end of last night's shiur, "Ulitzarech mitzvah kosov lahalon shechefzei shamayim muter lasosam kodem atfila." However, if it is for the purposes of a mitzvah, as we'll see later on in the Mishnah Berurah, for chefzei shamayim, it is muter to do it before davening, and therefore we're talking about going on a trip that is an optional trip. That's like being osek betzrachov when it's your own optional trachim. Continuing in note 26, he writes, if you're going to a specific destination in order to daven there, that's your goal of going. You want to travel, you want to daven by the Kosel. So there Rechayim Kanievsky says, that traveling would be mutter, because the whole reason you're traveling is so you can daven there. That would certainly be a permissible thing to do before davening. Continues the Mishnah Berurah on the top line of Kuf Chof. Av kol zeh shelo b'shas hadchak. This that we say you shouldn't go on a trip because it's like being osi b'tzrachov. That's only if it is not a pressing situation. Aval b'shas hadchak, but in a pressing situation, she'ein hashyara mamtenes lo. The caravans, the chariots are not waiting for you. Yochol leilich mikodem laderach v'yispal baderach. Then you can go first and start on your journey and daven on the way. Like we'll see later on, that b'shas hadchak it is okay in sif ches. Umashma miharbe poskim da filuk far heinetzachama gamke mutter baze. And many poskim are mashma that even if it already became sunrise, so it's already at the ikir zman atfila, if it's a pressing situation, it will be mutter to go out on your travels before you daven. In note 27, he writes, V'chein, kishiyesha misuyemesh al otobus o harakeves nosim. If you have a ticket to a bus or to a train that is going at a specific time, Ubamekomo a minion ad oso zman, and in the place where you are, you cannot find an early enough minion to daven with the minion before you travel. Kosav aleket akemach shehu kishas atchak. That's considered shas atchak. Umuter lo lotzeis ladarko, and therefore he would be muter to go on his way. Obviously, if he had a choice between a 7 o'clock train and an 8 o'clock train, he could have gone with a minion and he had no rush, then he should have gone at 8 o'clock. We're talking about wherever he was going, he had to catch a business trip at a certain time, he had to leave at 7. That would be Shas Atchak, that would be grounds for traveling before davening. And a person who is concerned that if he waits till after davening to go on his trip, there are going to be things that are going to hold him back on his way. So there the Shevet HaLevi writes, then he could go out on his way before davening. And he should first say Birchas HaShachar before he goes. And when he gets to his destination, he should daven there with a minyan. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Chaf Aleph. V'lo lechol. This is the main point that we wanted to get to tonight, that one should not eat and one should not drink before davening. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'ha'over al zeh amru chazal. And one who goes against this and eats before davening, Chazal say, Sha'olav amar ha'kosuv. On him the pasuk says, V'osi hishlachta acharei gavecha. Hashem says, me you threw behind your back. You threw me behind your back. You threw me under the bus. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, La'achar sha'ochal v'shosa v'nizgoa. After you ate and you drank and you were haughty, kibil olav malchus shamayim, then you accept the yoke of heaven. So that's problem number one. You're going over on this pasuk of osi hishlata acharei gavecha. You're putting your needs before Hashem. That's being gaivedik. V'gam hismichu divreyam al ha'pasuk. And they also rely their words on the pasuk that says, lo sochlu al hadom. Don't eat on the blood. Which we darshan as follows, lo sochlu kodem shetispalalu al dimchem. Do not eat before you daven for your blood. Vafilu te'ima ba'alma aser. And even tasting something is aser. So there is an interesting beralacha over here in the sixth line, the Ramaska v'lo lechol, based on the Mishnah Berurah that we just saw. We saw two different psukim brought down of why one should not eat before davening. One is, v'osi yishlachta acharei gavecha, you threw me behind your back, which Hashem says, you ate, you drank, and you were gaivedik, and then you mekabel o malchus shamayim. And the other pasuk is, lo sochu al hadom, don't eat before you daven for your dam. So the Bir Alocha writes, I am a Mishnah Berurah b'mashik asavnu, v'gam b'smichu divrem, he brings both psukim. V'nafkemina b'zeh ha'tam ha'sheni, le'eser afilu achar shekibel olav malchus shamayim b'kriyashma. The nafkamina between the two answers is if you already said kriyashma, because the first pasuk is only a problem that Hashem says, after you eat and you drink and you're gaivedik, then you're mekabel o malchus shamayim. But if you said kriyashma already, you were already mekabel o malchus shamayim, even though you didn't daven shmoneh esrei. But according to the second reason, you shouldn't be eating before you daven for your blood. That's referring to Shmoneh Esrei, and therefore nafkamina would be if you already said Kriya Shema, if you could eat then. The second pasuk is brought in that even if you said Kriya Shema, it's still a problem to be eating before davening. Kol zman shelo hispalel tefilas yudches, so long that you didn't daven Shmoneh Esrei. Al kein, therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, nearly appears to me that afilu misha muchrach lechol urefuah kodem atfila, even one who needs to eat before davening. For health reasons, yikra alkol panim kriyashma kodem. You should at least say kriyashma first. At least you solve one of the issues by saying kriyashma first. So even if you have to eat before davening for medical reasons, you should say kriyashma to avoid one of the psukim that would give you problems. Says note 28. Umi shehuter lo lechol. Not sure why note 28 is here, but we'll read it here. Because so far we haven't really got to the heterim. But he says one who has a heter to eat before davening. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is in doubt. Im roi lahader lecho machal sheyaspik lo gam im yocham imenu rak pachos mikazayas. Should a person be careful to eat a more nourishing food so he can hold it to less than a kazayas? In other words, you have the heter to eat. So is it a free-for-all? You can eat whatever you want, or should you bedafka, instead of taking orange juice, take orange nectar, which is a little thicker and more nourishing, and then you could have less and have it less than a kazayas or a revias, whatever it would be. V'chein kesheochel kazayas, and so too if a person actually is eating a kazayas, ha'im roi la'ochlo biose mishir kedei achilas pras, would it be befitting to try to delay the eating over more than 9 minutes so that you wouldn't be chavin a baruch achrona, that would be considered less of an achila? Or do we say, no, once you have a heter to eat, so eat whatever you want, eat the amount that you want. I mean, you don't have to go crazy, but you don't have to be so medactic to have less than a kazayas, or to make, if it is a kazayas, over 9 minutes. That is the suffix of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. But we said in the Mechaber that Mayim was mutter before davening. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkatan Chaf Beis, why is water mutter? De lo shayach b'hu gaiva. Because there, it's not shayach to say the person's haughty because he's drinking water. V'davka b'lo tzuker. It's davka if he's drinking water without sugar. Aval im tzuker aser. But water with sugar is forbidden. The kol shekein mashke sheichar. Certainly sheichar shekorin beer. Certainly beer vadai is aser before davening. Vitei v'kafe, tea and coffee, mutter l'shtoso kodem tfila. One is allowed to drink coffee and tea before davening, kidei sheyuchol l'chavein daito ulehispalol. In order that he should be able to focus and concentrate on his davening, he could have tea and coffee before davening. Ubeprat b'hamakomos sheregilin b'hem, and specifically in places where they are rugil to have tea and coffee, ve'ein misyashef hadas biltam. And people are not used to functioning without tea and coffee, although the only way you get like that is if you started, but okay. But in a place where the custom is to not be able to function without having tea and coffee, so specifically over there, it would be mutter to have tea and coffee before davening. The kol zeh below tzukor below cholov, but say the achronim, that's all okay as long as you do not have sugar and milk in your coffee or tea. The ha'olam nohagin lohakel lishtos im tzukor. The minhag ha'olam is in fact to drink coffee and tea with sugar. The efshar the kavanas ha'achronim, and it could be the kavan of the achronim who say you shouldn't have sugar. The chen haradvaz shekosav the im tzuker ein lucha gaiva gedola mizu kodem atfila, and the radvaz who says that with sugar there's no greater haughtiness before davening. What they mean is maybe is rak im nosen atzuker besocha telematko. It's dafka if you put the sugar into the tea to sweeten it. The zo iser kodem atfila. Maybe that's what the achronim are answering, putting the sugar in the tea. Avol im lokeach ma'at sukar bepiv, but if you put a little bit of sugar in your mouth, ve'eis hashia at the time that you're drinking, ubilti ze ein yochal lishos hatei, and without that little bit of sugar that you put in your mouth first, you are unable to drink the tea, ein ze bichlal gaiva. Maybe that would not be considered gaiva, and that's the way he wants to answer up that the minhag ha'olam is to have sugar, but the way you should have it is to put the sugar in your mouth first and then drink the tea or the coffee. Hayotze midvareinu. What comes out from our words is as follows: the benesinas hatzukar besochatei, that putting the sugar in the tea, olecho maat mine targima be'es hashtia, or to eat a little snack while you're drinking your tea, kedei shelo lishtos hatei va'kafi aliba rekana, so you shouldn't be drinking your tea and coffee on an empty stomach. Ain shum tzad lohokil bazeh kodem atfila. There is no tzad to be lenient to eat anything with your coffee or tea, or to put sugar in your coffee and tea. There is no heter for that before davening, until you look at note number 29, and that's a very important note. Note 29 writes, ubizmanenu, nowadays shakol haolam shosim im sukar, that everybody drinks coffee and tea with sugar, v'kimat she'efshar beliza, and is kimat impossible to drink it without that. So there, the stipler and Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach say it is mutter. V'adas Torah Hosef, he adds on, shemitam zem mutter gam kafe im cholov. That same reason, people don't drink their coffee without milk, and therefore not only is sugar mutter in the coffee and tea, but milk is mutter as well. V'harach ha'shulchan kasav, sheha'olim nohagin heter b'cholov. The minhag ha'olam is to be makil by cholov in the coffee. Mipnei shebo rak lahatim esamayim. It's just coming to make the water more tasty. But it's really like you're just drinking the water. The chein horu hagonu shomu zaman arbach and Rav Yoshev. So many poskim seem to come out that the minhag ha'olam of having coffee with milk and sugar is okay. And then he writes an interesting thing. Umashkos kalim umozgim. Drinking soft drinks or carbonated beverages. Das hagonu Rav Yoshev shemutter. He says that is permissible before davening. Ach mashkos chashuvim kiyayin ubira aser. But drinks that are very chashuv, like wine and beer, are aser. So it sounds pretty clear from here that according to Rav Yoshev, you would be able to drink a soda or something else like that before davening. That's what it sounds like from over here. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, we're at the end of the third wide line. So we said again in the Mishnah Berurah, we said there's no tzad lahakel with eating anything with the drink or putting sugar inside, kodem tefila. Im lo mi sheyesh lo chalisha salev, unless someone has a weak heart, v'utzarech zeh l'refuah, and he needs it for refuah purposes. U'mikol makom tov sheyomar mitchila al koponem pasha shma Yisrael. But one who is going to eat because of his weak heart, so it's good that he at least should say beforehand the parsha of Shema Yisrael. Kosa b'sefer pischei tshuva ha'chodosh. D'yesh limnoa milishtos hatei baboker kodem atfilo ba'asifas chaverim. Even though we just spoke out the heter for drinking tea before davening, however, one should hold back from drinking his tea before davening with his buddies, with asifas chaverim, with his friends. Ayin sham tamo. Look there for his reason. Ubilvad ze, besides his reason, rogil histoif mize iser acher. It's common for there to be attached to this gathering of friends drinking the tea another iser. That lo kosav harashba, because behold, the Rashba writes, "Vuvu beis Yosef is brought in the beis Yosef." Dilakach aser lo laodom lasok bechafotzav kodem sheyispalol. For the following reason is aser for a person to deal with his own dealings before davening. Kedei shelo yafne libo lushum davar ad sheyispalol. In order that he should not turn his heart to anything else until he davens. V'chein kosav b'shulchan aruch sof sevbeis. Shu aser lisake b'dvarim acherim klal ad sheyispalol. That you shouldn't get delayed with any other things until you daven. V'harigilim ba'asifas chaverim be'eish shtiyas ateh. And those who are used to sitting around with their friends while they are taking part of their tea and coffee, rogil ufa'omim ayidei ribui hasicha. It is common for them many times through their schmoozing, lavur ayideiza gam zman kriyashma utfila, they might get caught up in their talking and they might end up missing zman kriyashma utfila. And therefore, if you're going to do it, so do it in the privacy of your home. Don't hang out in the coffee room schmoozing with your friends while you're drinking your coffee. That would be inappropriate before davening. Possibly other times as well, for other reasons. Zokti mishabura vaiter sifkoton chof gimel. We said in the Mechaber that water is mutter before davening, whether it is chol or it is Shabbos or Yom Tov. The mishabura says, kolomar, means to say, de lo tema de vishabbos aser belav ochi mishum de aser litom kodem kiddush. Don't say that anyway on Shabbos is another problem with having anything to drink before davening, and that is that it's aser to taste anything before kiddush. Kamash Malon, the Mechaber is coming to teach us, De Eino Aser Rak Dafka Bishihigia Zman Kiddush. That it's only Aser to eat before Kiddush if the Zman of Kiddush has already arrived. And that's after davening. V'hocho Kevan Shelo Hispalel. But here, since you didn't daven yet, Lohigia Adayin Zman Kiddush. And therefore, there is no problem over here of drinking before Kiddush because the Zman Kiddush did not start yet. Therefore, the issue does not apply. The Achar Tfilas Musaf Aser Mishum Kiddush. And after Musaf, that's when the problem kicks in of drinking without kiddush. The kodem musaf ayin simen reish pevav siv gimel. We'll get to that after shachris before musaf. As we'll see, you are allowed to make kiddush and have a little snack. You should not be kovei asuda at that point before musaf, but you are allowed to hear kiddush and to eat something small at that point. And siv katan chav dalet is going on that which the mechaber said that foods and drink that are for refuah are mutter. Afilu acholim umashkim tovim. Even good foods and good drinks that are geshmak, d'shayach b'hu gaiva, where we would apply gaiva to them, not like water, which is a very simple thing. There's no gaiva. Something that's more chashiv that will be gaiva. Kevan she'enu osa mishum gaiva elu refua, that will be mutter, because since you're not doing it for gaivadik reasons, but rather for refua reasons, afal pi she'enu chola gomur shari. Even though you're not really a full major league chola, that will be permissible. The kol shekein shemutter lishtos kodem atfila harakos v'shikuyim l'refua. Certainly, you'd be allowed to drink before davening these drinks that are specifically made for refuah purposes. There's a very important bir halacha over here, and that is the next one: v'chein acholin umashkim l'refuah. So too, the mechaber said you're allowed to eat and drink for refuah purposes. V'ayim b'pri chadash u'b'pri megadim da'afilu im yochol la'ochlam la'acharat tefila. Even if you could wait for your refuah dik foods after davening, gam kein mutter, it's still mutter to have it before davening. You don't need it before davening, but it's for refuah, it's still mutter before davening. Kevan shu mechaven la refuah, since your kavan is refuah, it's okay. So if you have something for refuah, you don't have to wait after davening, even though you could have it before davening, because there's no problem if it's for refuah. Because of a chai odom, nearly the efshir at tzorech lechom, if they chushes alev mutter. And it could be someone who needs to also eat, because a chushes alev, that also will be mutter. Kosvu ha'achronim, here's the main point that I wanted to bring out in this bir halacha. The achronim write, the ish chalosh she'enu yochel lahamid al nafsho ad eish shegomrim hatzibur tfilosom abeis hakneses. A person who is weak, and he does not think he's going to be able to make it until davening is over in shul to eat. Tov yoser lahatir lo she'yispala la'atzmo bebeiso baboker v'yocha ma'at. It's better to be matir to him, to daven b'yechidus in his house in the morning, and eat a little bit after davening. V'achakach yelech lebeis hakneses, and then he should go to shul. After he daven b'yechidus, and he ate a little bit, then he should go to shul, lishmoa kaddish u'boruchu u'shadir v'kedusha. And then he should go to shul, hear kaddish and baruchu and kedusha, and all other dvarim shebekedusha. That's better, mishiyocha kodem atfila. That's better than eating at home before davening. V'yelech lebeis hakneses lehispalu imatzivur. Then to go daven with the tzivur and shul. So this is a very important bir halacha He's not talking about someone who's sick. He's not arguing that which we said. Someone who is sick is allowed to eat before davening. But here the B'Halacha is saying, B'Shem D'Achronim, that a person who is weak and he feels he can't make it through the whole davening without eating, he has two choices. He could either eat before davening, or he could daven quickly at home by himself. Then he could eat a little bit. Then he can go to shul to hear the things that he needs to hear B'Tzibur. It's better to daven by yourself, to eat a little bit and then go hear Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu in shul, than to eat by yourself at home first and then go daven at shul. That's very major. That is what the B'Halacha brings, B'Shem D'Achronim. Again, not a chola, a cholosh. That's a weak person. But now, we'll see one more halacha. Halacha Dalet.
This din of what he said before, of the kolach and pevshirim and chilach upon him kriyashman, it's only for someone who's sick? Not for, as opposed to someone who's not drinking a coffee?
I said that because that's the way it sounds from the Mishnah Berurah, because he writes, it sounds like I thought it was going back on that. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, because also it's going back on eating mini targima. In other words, he's eating a more considerable amount, so maybe in that case you should say kriyashma before. Mashiach and someone who's having just coffee and tea, well, I didn't think it was going back on that. Says the Mechaber Halacha Dalet, Hatzomei v'haroev harei heim b'chlal hacholim. So this changes a lot. Says the Mechaber, one who is thirsty and one who is hungry, he is included in the cholim. He's considered sick. He's allowed to eat before davening. Im yesh bo yecholes lechavein daitu yispalel. If he's hungry and thirsty, but he's able to be mechavein his das in davening, he should daven. V'im lav, but if he feels he will not be able to mechavein in davening because of his hunger or his thirst, im rotza, if he wants, al yispalel, he should not daven ad sheyochal v'yishten, until he eats and drinks. So Lipe asked how hungry. So we look at the Mishnah Berurah, if katan chavei v'haroev harbe. He's very hungry. You speak to Alex what very hungry means, but that has to be defined, what that means, very hungry. That's a little bit unclear, but clearly the Mechaber is saying, one who is hungry, one who is thirsty, has a din of a chola that is allowed to eat before davening. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I'm just saying, the same way we have the question by Shas Adchak, what exactly is considered Shas Adchak? We have this kind of question a lot of times over here also. He's very hungry, how do you define very hungry? But says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sivkatan Chaf Vav, the Yishte, he is allowed to eat and drink. So he said if he wants, if he's able to be Mechavein Daitu, he should daven first. If not, so if he wants, don't daven until you eat and drink. Mashma Sheinu Mechuyav. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, it's Mashma from the Mechaber, that he's not Mechuyav to eat and drink before davening if he is hungry and thirsty. He's not Mechuyav to, he can push himself. Mitakamar im rotzef, and the fact that the Mechaber says, if he wants, the atam, the reason is, mishum da'achshav bizman hazeh b'lav hochi im mechavim kolkach. Because anyway, nowadays, we don't really have such great kavana. So, you would think maybe if he usually had such great kavana, now he's hungry and thirsty, he won't be able to mechavim, you for sure should eat, you should be mechuyav to eat, so you can mechavim. But Sakta Mishabura, the Mechaber means to say, since anyway, we don't have such great kavana now, so therefore you don't have to eat, because anyway, you don't have kavana, so you have a little less kavana. It won't be so much different than usual. However, if he does want to eat and drink kodem kedei shechavin before davening, so that he should be mechavin muter va'ayin bel yirabah. So it just comes out funny because according to the Bira Halacha that we just saw before, he was talking about someone who was weak, so it's better to daven by yourself than to eat before davening. If someone who's weak. But here the Mechaber says if you're hungry and thirsty, it's like a chola where we don't see such a concept. So it sounds funny that it comes out, l'chora, that if you're sick, or you're hungry, or you're thirsty, then you can eat before davening. But if you're weak, it's funny to differentiate such a way, that if you're weak, then the Bir Halacha says, bring some the Achronim, in that case, that you shouldn't eat before davening, you should rather daven earlier, be Yechidus, and then eat, and then go to shul to answer the Dvarim Shebe Kedusha. So this comes out interesting, that we're being more lenient by the hungry and thirsty person, to give him a din of a chola, versus the person that's weak. So that was the suffix that Shlomo Zalman had before a little bit. Shlomo Zalman had the suffix that we the note that was in the funny place in note 28. He pointed out that should you try to eat less than a kazayas, try to get as much nourishment within less than a kazayas, or it doesn't matter. He was also specific, if you're going to have a kazayas, should you spread it out so it's not bechtei achilas pras? That would come out to his suffix whether you have to be careful exactly what you're eating, or once you have this heter to eat, so you could already just eat and you don't have to worry, be so medaktik. Okay, let's begin halacha hey.
case.
Yeah, he's not going to make it. You're saying the Berlacha would. You're saying the Berlacha's statement would apply also to a. You're saying to anyone who has to eat before davening, who's not going to be able to make it, whether he's sick.
He's making a calculation.
So you're saying if he was hungry, it would be the same thing, because then you have a din of someone who's chalash.
Right. If he feels that right now he's not going to be able to daven five words without eating, then right now he could eat. The talking about over there,
right. Okay. Correct.
He's not going to be able to make it to the end, but if he davens biyachidus.
Right. No. Shlomi is saying good. According to the Berlacha, someone who can't pasha daven even by himself, he needs to eat right now. He can't daven at all. So then he should eat first. But someone who feels that he's able to daven, he's just not able to sit through the whole davening in shul, so then he should daven quickly at home. Right, okay, so that would define it, even if it's someone who's hungry and thirsty, it would be the same thing. If a person's able to, ideally, you should daven first by yourself, always like the Bir Halacha says, and then to eat and drink, and then go to shul to answer the Vashti Pekedusha, but if you can't even daven by yourself because you're so hungry or you're so weak, so then you should just eat, and then once you ate already, you might as well go to shul and daven everything in shul. Okay, so that's good. I think that makes a lot of sense. We'll go with that. Let's start Halacha Hey. We'll start Halacha Hey. We'll do most of it tomorrow. Says the Mechaber in Halacha Hey, V'im hischol lechol kodem alos ha-shachar tzorich lehafsik. If one started to eat before alos ha-shachar, before dawn, he must stop. V'yesh omrim she'eino tzorich lehafsik. Some say he does not have to stop. So let's see the first Mishnah Berurah in Sifkotan Chav Zayin. All the way at the bottom of Kuf Chav, Hischu Lechol, Afilu Haya Beheter. Even if he started to eat before Alos Beheter, meaning the Hainu Shehaya Yosei Michatzi Shoar Alos HaShachar. He started eating more than a half hour before Alos, where he was allowed to eat, so he started Beheter, even in that case. The Besoch HaChatzi Shoar Osir LaHasu Lechol. Because within the half hour, it's Osir to start eating, Kemo Shekosav HaRamah Besimit Tofresh and Beis L'Gabe Lulav. Just like the Ramah tells us that you can't eat before this man of the mitzvah of lulav, v'hu adin l'gabi kriyash ma daraisa, the same thing, just like by lulav, which is the mitzvah daraisa, you can't eat a half hour before. So too, before the mitzvah of kriyash ma, which is also daraisa, it would be usher to start eating within a half hour before. V'dafkim hu ochel yoser mi kabeitza, this iser of the half hour before would only be if he's eating more than the size of a kabeitza, d'havei derech keva, that would be more of a permanent achila, which would be forbidden. O lishdosh b'shkishir zeh, or drinking the equivalent of that shir of achila, aval b'pachos mizeh mutter aromer ha-shachar. But a person wants to eat less than that, less than a kabeitza, that would be mutter to eat all the way up until amar ha-shachar. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll do Mitzvah Shem the rest of Sefei and go Vayter tomorrow.